Okay, Parakeh Mishnah Yira Aleph. What you have to know is that in those days when they would make wine in wine presses, so what they would do is they would coat the wine press with a layer of pitch. And that way they could ensure that they don't lose any wine through any cracks or, you know, or grooves in the wine press. And so one of the things though that they used to do is that pitch has a very bad smell. And so to prevent, to eliminate that bad smell, to neutralize the smell and the flavor that would be contributed by this really malodorant pitch, what they would do is they would add wine. They would pour in some wine as they were either pouring the hot pitch into the pit, and maybe as it was drying, you know, or afterwards. But either way, what that meant is that if you got hold of a wine press or a vat of some sort from a guy that had been lined, that had been coated with pitch, you might have a problem of yayin nesach, that a guy had poured wine into this vat, well, you know, when making this, when coating it with pitch, and that would be problematic, because we would assume that if you put in wine afterwards, if you make kosher wine using that press, so the, you know, the yayin nesach that's absorbed into the pitch, or maybe even the wine press itself, is going to seep out and it's going to make your wine usher b'hanah. So says the Mishnah, Gashal Evan, if you have a wine press or a vat of stone, that the wine press is made out of stone, Shezipsa Gai. Now this is from a lashon of Zephas, right? Zephas is pitch. So this is Shezipsa Gai, that a guy made, you know, a coat, he applied a coat of pitch to the stone wine press. Minagba. So what do? Now you, the Jew, got hold of this press, maybe you bought it from him, whatever it is, now you have it in your possession, you want to make kosher wine. So the Mishnah says you have to dry it. Vihi tahora. Once you dry it, it is tahora. It's pure, meaning it's good to go. Now, what the Gemara explains is it doesn't really mean that you just dry it. What it means is that you have to rinse it out with water and with ashes, and then you dry that out. So you scrub it down with water and ashes, and then you dry it, and then you're good to go. Okay. So now, says the Mishnah, Vishal Eitz, but if you have a wine press that's made of wood, so Rebbe Omer, Yenagev, Rebbe says, what you have to do is you have to dry it. The Chacham Omer, and the Chacham say, Yiklof HaSezevus, you actually have to peel away the pitch. In other words, what's going on over here is that if we're dealing with a wooden wine press, there's a machlokas tanaim, what is the appropriate way to kasher it, so to speak, in order to remove the yayin that might have been poured into the pitch or on the pitch. So what do? So because it's a wooden wine press, so Rebbe says all you have to do is dry it, similar to what we said a second ago for the first case of the Mishnah when you have a stone wine press. But, and so therefore what you would do is, again, just like we said in the first part of the Mishnah, that yinagiv means you dry it. It means you have to scrub it down with water and with ashes, and then you dry it off. Okay. But the Chum disagree. The Chum say that's not sufficient. You have to peel off the pitch, and then afterwards you do the drying off. In other words, then after you peel away the pitch, then you scrub it down with water and with ashes, and then you dry it. Now, why is that? And this is because since it's wooden, well, wood is much more porous than stone. And so therefore, in order to prevent any wine from seeping into and losing all that wine through the wood of the wooden wine press, so they needed a lot more pitch. And so if you need a lot more pitch, that means that there's a lot more wine that's absorbed in there, and you got to get rid of that. And you're not going to be able to purge that wine by just scrubbing it down. And so therefore, the Chum say you have to peel away the Zephas, and then after you peel away the Zephas, then you have to scrub down the wooden wine press with water and with ashes, and then you dry it. V'shal cheres, what about if it's of earthenware, if the gas of the wine press is made out of earthenware? Even though he peeled off the pitch, the layer of pitch, harezu asura. Behold, this is asur. In other words, when we're dealing with earthenware, aside from the fact that there's pitch, even if you would peel away the pitch, you still would not be able to kasher this wine press, because earthenware has the ability to absorb wine, and you can't purge it of the wine. And so therefore, it's going to be asur. So in other words, while the Chacham do say that when you're dealing with a wooden wine press, you peel off the pitch, and then you can go ahead and scrub down the wine press itself, That suffices for a wooden wine press. But for an earthenware wine press, because it's not only the pitch that absorbs the wine, it's the cheres, it's the wine press itself that absorbs this wine, and it cannot be purged. And so therefore, it's not an option. You can't just peel it away and then scrub it down with water and ashes. That's not going to cut it. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? Just to speak out very briefly, what we said is that we discussed three kinds of wine presses in this Mishnah. The first one is a wine press made out of stone. The second one is a wine press made out of wood. And then the third is a wine press that's made out of earthenware. We said that when it comes to the wine press made out of stone, if a guy pitched it, he coated it with pitch. So in order for you to be able to use that press for kosher wine, you are going to have to dry it off. Now, what we said, what that means is that you have to scrub it down with water and ashes and then dry that off. When it comes to a wooden wine press, that's machlokas tanaim between Rebbe and the Chachamim. According to Rebbe, similar to the first case, what you do is you nagave. So what that means is that you have to scrub it down with water and ashes and then dry it off. The Chachamim disagree. They say, no, that's not sufficient. First, you have to peel off the pitch. After you peel off the pitch, then you scrub it down with water and with ashes and dry it off. When it comes to a wine press made out of earthenware, so there we say that even if you would peel it off, even if you'd peel off the pitch, that wouldn't suffice. It's not going to help in order to kasher, because the wine that the guy might have poured in is going to penetrate not only the pitch, but also the cheres. And once you have that wine that's seeped into the cheres, it's not going to suffice. Just scrub it down with water and ashes to eliminate that wine.
Okay.